This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today we have a fascinating statement from Rabbi Natan who said, Mum shebecha al tomer lechavercha. The defect that is in yourself, don't point it out in your friend, which, you know, I think is a fascinating, deep Musar concept, way bigger than we can devote time to right here. But it reminds me of this phenomenon that we see periodically throughout Jewish history. It's actually quite awful and it's recurrent, and we see it in our own day as well. It's the phenomenon that's sometimes called Jewish self-hatred or Jewish anti-Semitism, which refers in some cases to people who have like this internal psychological drama. I don't know how to define it. Obviously, I didn't study that in history graduate school. That's something for another. That's down the hall, right? Psychology. But they're so self-contemptuous. They have so much hatred for themselves that they choose to lash out at others within their circle. And there's so many examples of this we have of Jews who seek validation by leaving the community and by criticizing it from the outside. And they actually like make whole careers out of this. This was especially noted in the medieval period when there was so much antagonism to Judaism in the Christian world. Nicholas Donin, Abner of Burgos, so many of those examples of people who, it wasn't enough for them to simply say, you know what, I like this other religion better, which, okay, you know, I suppose that happens, right? People can convert, people can like another religion better, but they spend all of their time looking back at the religion they left and criticizing it. And they don't have to do that. That's really motivated by something deep down within them. Now, it happens as well that the medieval church would provide all kinds of interesting economic opportunities for such individuals because of their unique perspective on Judaism, which was highly valued at the time, even if it was deeply flawed. But this is a phenomenon that we see even in the modern era when the church is no longer necessarily, you know, supporting individuals of this nature. Karl Marx, I think, is perhaps an excellent example of someone who was baptized as a child. And, you know, there's some weird psychological dynamic going on in there. But in his writings, he lashes out so horribly against his former co-religionists. You know, it's just part of the challenge of being Jewish. I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.